Have you ever thought of the game of Monopoly as soothing to your soul? Well, stick around. We'll talk about that today here on MemCare by Radio. Welcome to another edition of MemCare by Radio. I'm Scott Hollinger again with you today, and I'm glad that you've taken the time to be with us. With me on the line today is Sandra Auer, and Sandra has written a piece recently titled Monopoly as a Soother. And Sandra, I'm wondering, what did you mean by that? I'm rather interested by your title.
Well, I was recently in Arizona over Thanksgiving, which was very odd, without my husband. I was there to welcome a new granddaughter. I was 2 weeks late, as it turned out, even though I turned up on her due date.
Okay.
But I took care of her and her 3 and 5 year old sisters to give her parents some relief now and then. And it was just, and also to give myself a gift. It was wonderful. And during the process of that time, at one point I shooed Adam and Katie out the door in the evening, and the girls were, the 3 and 5 year old were quite upset about that. And I found myself trying to calm two totally out of control little girls who were behaving in a way that was really foreign to my experience with them. So I walked to the other room with their baby sister on my arm and glanced around to see what there was for resource material to kind of bring them back to some semblance of normalcy. And I noticed a great big Monopoly game in the cabinet in their living room, and I pulled that out, and they just really calmed down fairly quickly. It was very interesting.
Okay. Now, how old are these two granddaughters again?
They're 3 years and actually 4 and a half at that point in time.
So. Okay. So We're talking about a couple of younger girls, younger children, and Monopoly is kind of a game that tends to be for kids and adults who are older and have an understanding of how money works, et cetera. So you've pulled the Monopoly game out, and I take it then the game probably wasn't a conventional kind of Monopoly game that you ended up playing.
It was anything but conventional, and I think that's what made it so fun, because I just pulled the lid off, they calmed down, reached for money and play pieces and cards, and just started distributing things, and they knew enough about the game or games to roll the dice, but that's, and to travel in the right direction around the board.
Right.
But apart from that, they really knew very little about the rules. And so I pretended I didn't know anything about the rules either. And we just had a really interesting time of being nice to each other and doling out good cards and bad cards and money in a way that was very therapeutic. And everybody calmed down, and we had a nice exchange, and eventually put the game away and went on to other things. But it just taught me something about resources in times of stress. So that's why I call it Monopoly as Soother.
So really, as it would apply to maybe the parents or grandparents, as the case may be, that we might be talking to right now, is for them to look around at their own resources, whether it's board games or other things, as a way to help children through and maybe help them at the end of the day, as you've said, to soothe them and get them ready for bed. And a game that maybe is geared to them and not to us, although a game like Monopoly that was used.
Yeah, it was. I suppose that is a way to use it. I hadn't really thought about it in that way. To me, I was looking at it much more from my angle, and that being how to soothe myself while I soothe them, because all of us felt out of control at that moment when the door slammed and everybody was behaving in an unusual fashion and very out of control. Everybody needed help at that point. And I didn't have any magic wand, but I did find something that we could use in a way that suited them. And it made me just think about resources in a different way for myself and for children.
Our family sat down since our son was home from school, our older son, and we played Scrabble. And that for us was a great relaxer, a soother, just a time to sit around the table and talk with each other and laugh. We laughed a lot because of the words that you can make when you play Scrabble.
And you obviously aren't highly competitive about that.
Perhaps. Oh, no, not at all.
Or at least you allow yourself not to be between turns or something.
Yeah, we're very competitive, but it's competitiveness in a fun way. And well, what are some other ways that you have thought of or ways that you have helped yourself and perhaps others to be soothed and to come down from a stressful time?
I think a big part is just having the confidence internally that there are resources to draw on, even if I haven't identified them yet, and somehow maintaining a calm exterior, even when I'm a little jittery internally, or more than a little. And I think that gives me time and space to actually look around or think around and identify some resources that might be available to help that I wouldn't think of automatically. As I look at Monopoly as a soother, I also think of the situation I came back to from that trip at Thanksgiving to see my granddaughters. I came directly back to find myself spending most of each day sitting by the bedside of a very, very ill friend. And I felt like there were no resources sufficient to actually really meet their needs, to soothe, if you will, genuine concern. And yet, as I sat there each day, as I just showed up and tried to bring my calm exterior to the table or to the bedside, I should say, I did find other resources. And I also looked for people who could advise me. One thing I recall doing, too, was just simply pitching in and helping with a printed letter, sticking them in envelopes and stamps on those envelopes and sealing them just as part of what was going on in the hospital room. And that those kinds of times sort of buy you time while you're waiting to see what the need really is.
Well, I know that you had mentioned in your article one resource that sometimes is good for you is you just drive to your home with your car and you've got a convertible and you put the top down and you just drive. And I thought that was kind of nice to hear, or nice to read.
And I've shared that resource with others recently. And I find that that's a nice upper for a lot of different people. I don't mind if it's a bit cool. If it's real hot, I'll put the top up here in Florida. But on lots of days this season of the year, that really is a soother for me. It just quells any kind of anxiety I'm feeling, and it makes me realize the world's big and much bigger than me or the problems that I'm trying to help with.
My wife and I were recently talking with some friends of ours, and they do something that I had never thought of them doing. I could see myself doing it, but I really couldn't see them doing it. And that was going to a coffee house, and the coffee house features live music. Now, it tends to be American folk music or some other brand of acoustic-based music. So it's not really edgy or rock-driven or anything like that. But they go there and they just sit there and they drink coffee and they listen to the music. And for them, it's a way to sort of step back and be soothed and take a break from their very busy lives.
I'm nodding because I like that idea a lot. And even as I think about convertibles and perhaps even Monopoly games that may not be available to everybody, they certainly aren't available to everyone or at every time in life. You know, we always have the option of taking a walk around the block or going out and taking part in cultural events, just finding or buying a book and leafing through it, or a magazine, whatever it is that really sort of calms us individually, if it's on our own or with friends, there are resources. And I think the Monopoly game just showed me that some of those resources can be used in totally novel ways to as a resource in a situation like I had with those little girls.
This feature is a presentation of MemCare by Radio. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We would like to invite you to check out our website further. We offer other audio features and resources to help you in your work and ministry. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that we feel will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemCare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.